SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Science in the Gardens happens this Thursday. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA, right after this.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because.
The National Commission on Science and Technology, NCST, and the Scientific Research Council, SRC, in partnership with the Nature Preservation Foundation, will host Science in the Gardens this Thursday, February 16, at the Hope Botanical Gardens from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event follows the National Innovation Awards held late last year, where researchers and inventors came together to find workable solutions in areas such as agriculture, health, energy, and the environment. Director General of the NCST and Chairman of the SRC, Professor Errol Morrison, says there is a focus on encouraging young people to identify with innovation and new thinking in the world of science and technology. He is inviting everyone to visit and view the exhibits to get a feel of just how much Jamaica is doing by way of finding solutions to today's problems.
This is a day of what we call popularization of science. One would be surprised at the number of just private individuals who see something within their environment that they think they can improve on. And so all of these kinds of approaches will be on display. Individuals can interact with them, learn more, and see just the kinds of activities they could possibly join in. And at a later date, some of these are the same types of innovations that we are hoping to show to potential investors.
The Verdant Gardens will form the perfect backdrop for the event, where science and innovation will seek to capture the interests of regular citizens, spurring the birth of the country's next big idea. For more details, call 927-1771-4 or visit src.gov.gm.
The Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators gives real reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are works in progress.
Get in the know. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn about the nation's plans. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Known as Mr. Versatile, he was a saxophonist and trumpeter who, like many of the greats, attended Alpha Boy School. He was a member of the Jamaica Military Band in the 1950s and is one of the only two original members of the Scatterlite still alive. He also played with Byron Lee and the Dragonaires when the first Scatterlite's band was disbanded in 1965. His debut solo album Bangarang was released on Palmer Records in 1969. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Thinking of going solar? Ensure you conduct a site assessment before purchasing a solar PV system for your home or business. Get an experienced solar PV system engineer to check for potential issues with shading of PV panels, space availability, and adequate structures to accommodate the panels. Remember, a solar PV system may not be the optimal energy solution for every location, so be sure to check your site conditions first to see if it can deliver a good return on your investment. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ. Your energy advisor.
Root rock reggae.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Lester Scass Sterling. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.